Not from apartment.
But otherwise,
my own apartment was shared in some other WhatsApp group and all this.
Oh,
like,
really?
Like there was some conversation and about how one family wanted the maid to sneak in and all that stuff. And then I was reading, I was like, hey, this is my apartment only. Like, you know, this is some orchestra club and all that stuff. And that came in Gram Seva Sangha forward.
What did they bring?
So, our apartment blocked all the maids.
Uh-huh.
It was made before the lockdown.
Uh-huh.
And so, around that Janta curfew and before the lockdown, there was like each district was getting stricter and all that stuff.
Mm.
And so I think our apartment association took a decision of not allowing the maids in.
Mm-hmm.
And so there were a couple of families that got super pissed, and especially one family.
Uh-huh.
One lady was like, I want my maid to come and this and that, all the stuff. And they went to the security guard and they were making all this halabullah.
Uh-huh.
Like, how can you do this and all this stuff. And so then they were planning to take their car out. And
mm-hmm.
usually they're not ask who's inside the car, right? If
mm-hmm.
the car
yeah.
has a valid sticker. So then they thought of getting the maid like that. And that conversation was overheard and all that stuff, you know. And so on and so forth. And so even on the, like, there's that app, the common app that they, where we can all discuss kind of thing for the whole apartment. And
mm-hmm.
so there also they raised discussions. It's like, how can they not let them not come in and all that stuff.
And so they couldn't bring anyone.
No, so our apartment has that rule. Only 2 days back, we allowed them to just go collect. That is, the maid themselves came and asked for, like, you know, I'll go and collect my first month's salary kind of thing. But otherwise, no, they're not allowed. You know.
Mm-hmm.
But whether they took the car and brought them in and all that stuff to the car, or no. You know.
Okay.
So that maybe many people could have done it. You never know. Not many, but few people at least would have.
Yeah.
Of them having done it. That's why they're so dependent on the maid.
Correct.
There was one
yeah.
conversation when Prasanna hosted a webinar. I had attended it. And so there also one lady was like, oh.
Yeah. Even I was there in the same thing.
And it's like, what is this mentality? Can't they just
yeah.
for a few days? You know, they're thinking dishwasher and, like, you know, very industrialization way of life and all that stuff. So then I gave a comment. I don't know if you know that comment. There's this Claude Alvarez. Like, he attended a speech. Me, Dinesh, Gopi, and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he gave one kick-ass speech. Like, you know, the thing about, like, modern education and especially Indian education is that they exercise only one muscle in the body a lot, and that is your bum. And you're made to sit on your bum and listen to people all your life, and so that you can go to an office, sit on a bum and work on a computer like that, you know. So it's only about sitting on your bum. And so when such situation comes, they don't know how to tackle it, and they think, oh, also from without washing the dishes or dishwasher. So I wrote that on the comments.
Oh.
They don't know how to work with their hands. And so then the lady who asked that question, no, she's like, yeah, thanks, Ankit. That is like, thanks for sharing that word. So that's what most of the apartment folks are like. They all are used to sitting on their bunks. The only thing probably is some housewife stories. You might get something unique. Oh, they cook a lot more and all that. So my mother only has to, like, before it was, she used to cook only one meal for me, right? Like, I would have lunch and whatever dinner also in the office. I used to come late, like 11 o'clock. Right? Like, so now she has to cook 2 meals or 3 meals. Like, you know, we've reduced it to 2, but, like, you know, and things like that. And, yeah, so I'm not picky, but then there are a few kids and few parents, I mean, few husbands who are very picky, right?
Yeah.
With their food. And then that will be a problem. My friend only tells me. He's like, it's like first week and all, he just went about irritating his mother, is what he said.
Yeah.
Like, Amma idunda, Amma adunda, it's just why I'm there. And my friend, his mother is like, Natalandra, Sindra.
Yeah, these are some interesting, no? Like, even my mother was telling to my sister, I mean, my sister was saying, right, the lockdown might get extended.
Mm-hmm.
And what shall we do? Like, my mother said, like, what shall we do at home? What the things are, no? My mother said, like, I'm used to this, like, staying at home. It's, like, problem for you kids only, like, because you never stayed at home, no? For, like, this long, always at home. How do you all feel like? But for me, it's okay. Like, and so that's where, like, I was very curious of asking mothers, you know, like, how do they feel like suddenly their kids are at home? I mean, especially those who are working and they were going out and all, like, how their lifestyle has changed and how they see this lockdown. Like, for some, like, it will be very happy. Like, they're okay, my kids are there at home and, like, all are there together. But some, like, now how you say, like, their kids are demanding, like, whether this is there, that is there, or, like, it's how their work has increased. What's the lifestyle, how it has changed? Like, if suppose if your mother is, like, if when you are not around, if she is going around to the other houses or, like, doing some, I don't know, like, some gatherings or some things, no? But, like...
I don't know, like, for me, I think we're used to, like, being at home. Like, you know.
Huh, but like I'm just curious, like, you know, from various people, like, what normally they used to be and how this lockdown things has, like, really changed, or, like, just to understand and to know what from their perspective the story of, like, and how my mother is also, like, keeps telling, no, you should not go to there's a nearby place called Naindalli. There's a lot of Muslims over there, like. It's mostly like, no? She said, you should not go there shop from, don't bring any vegetables or anything from that. Nobody's going there, like. So it's kind of like how the